1071 The Boss, classic rock of the 70s, 80s, and more. It's Michelle Amabile. I had to set an extra place for lunch today because I've got a very special guest. You saw her on American Idol on Sunday, rocking out Motley Crue. So excited to be the very first radio station in the country to have an interview with somebody who I think is going to win American Idol. Her name is Casey Bishop. She's from Florida. She is 16 years old, and I think she's amazing. Hello, Casey. Welcome to 107.1 The Boss.
Thank you.
15 years old, singing into a hairbrush, and now on American Idol, and everybody predicting you're going to win the whole thing. How mind-blowing is that for you?
It's crazy. I did not expect any of this, honestly.
Well, I got to tell you, a lot of people were excited with your song choices. First of all, what made you pick Motley Crue's Livewire? That's something Haley Reinhart would have done right out of the box, like, which is amazing. I was getting vibes with of Haley and certain rockers that used to compete on American Idol and everything. I got very excited to see a rocker again on Idol.
I love Haley Reinhart. I love Motley Crue, and did hear this version in their movie of Livewire, and I started really, it got really stuck in my head, and I just started singing, and I just love Motley Crue, and yeah, started to sing that song. It was a risk, but it went great.
Well, they pretty much were excited about it because they tweeted about it. Did that blow your mind too?
Yeah, that was crazy. I'm posting it on social media.
You got to get together with Nikki Sixx. You got to have him play with you in Finale. You see, look at this. I'm planning Finale already for you. I've got you already past Hollywood.
That would be sick. Like, if I got to meet Nikki, oh my gosh.
Again, we're joined by Casey Bishop, who rocked out Motley Crue on American Idol Sunday night, and she has gotten her golden ticket to Hollywood. So tell me about your love of rock. You mentioned the Red Hot Chili Peppers. You were name-checking some pretty righteous bands there in your audition.
Yeah, I don't know what it is. I just love rock music. I love singing it. I love all types of music, usually throwback stuff, though. But I'm really into 90s grunge right now. But I just love rock music. I love it all.
90s grunge. We got to get you a duet with Daughtry. Oh, my God, I'm planning your whole season. We haven't even started yet. Got to get you with Constantine. So tell me about, you said that you really haven't sung in front of a lot of people, just like some karaoke competitions. How is that possible? You've got such great control with your tone.
Thank you. I don't know. I mean, I've been singing, and I sing in my bathroom literally every day. It's like a routine. I need to sing in my bathroom every day. But I have, I sang at my school talent show before. But my confidence then was just, like, nothing, honestly. Like, I was a completely different person. I have performed at, like, my school talent show, but that's pretty much it. And, I sing every day. So I don't know if that helps with practicing.
So you go to school in Florida. Are you a freshman or a sophomore? You're the same age as my son. My son is 15 years old. So he's a freshman, though.
Yeah, I'm a sophomore. I actually just turned 16.
Well, happy sweet 16. This is some way to celebrate.
Right? Thank you.
Now, you go to school your sophomore. You're not in the choir. You're not in the school plays or anything like that. You just do the talent show. That's amazing.
I am in the choir.
Oh, awesome.
But we haven't, like, because of COVID, performed, really.
I bet your choir teacher is super stoked.
Oh, yeah. I love him. He's great. He's been so supportive.
So how does this work with the, I know you can't tell me like how far you've progressed or anything, but how does this work with Idol now, with Hollywood Week and with all the COVID regulations, and how is this working for you kids?
They do a really good job when it comes to COVID. Everyone's 6 feet apart, masks on, obviously when performing masks are off, but yeah, they do a really good job of COVID testing. They're really protective about it.
The thing about your audition, which I thought was crazy, was Luke predicted that you were going to win the whole thing. Katie was all on board. Lionel's mouth was just like wide open, like, wow. Did you take all that in when you were singing, especially when Lionel kind of asked you to sing something else? And then I don't know where you pulled Etta James out. I don't know how that happened.
Oh, yeah. So, when I was in the audition room, I feel like I was a completely different person. Like, it just didn't feel real my confidence was not there when they started talking to me. I just, like, I don't know. It was just so crazy.
So I got a good feeling about you. There's a lot of good kids singing everything, but I was watching you and I'm like top five, top three, and then Luke said you were gonna win the whole thing.
Thank you. Yeah, I don't know where you came from with that. I mean, that was a very bold statement. It was, when he said that, I was like, what? Like, did you actually just say that? Like, oh my gosh.
Again, we're joined by Casey Bishop, who auditioned for American Idol Sunday night. Now, before you went in the room, did you have any time with Seacrest with his brand new beard?
I did not, sadly.
Oh, no.
Sadly, I did not.
How sad. Well, you'll have plenty of time. As your season progresses, what's your list of dream songs to do? I'm thinking Benatar or some Heart songs. Look at me. I'm like already planning for you. But what would you want to do?
I just really want to, I don't know. There's so many songs I have in mind. Like, I'm such a perfectionist when it comes to singing, so it's so hard to choose. Definitely rock songs, and if I get the chance to perform with a band, to jam out with a band. I just want to have that time on stage.
Absolutely. Are your friends freaking out? Like, was it hard to keep that from them?
Yeah, that, like, everyone around me is freaking out, so in a good way. So supportive. Everyone in my life has been very supportive of everything. And especially my audition, it was awesome. Like, when it aired, I had my whole family over and a couple of my best friends, and there was crying and screaming. It was great.
Do you have a musical family, like, or are you just kind of like the only one that kind of stands out? I saw this little audition of you when you this little video of you when you were a little kid singing, what was it, the Cup song? It was so cute.
Oh, yep, that's still on there. No, not really. No, I mean, my brother, he can sing, honestly, really well, but he doesn't do anything about it. He's a great singer, too. Actually, no, I don't know why he doesn't sing.
Get him on camera! Force him on camera at some point.
Like,
God, I wish you had been on there when Steven Tyler was a judge. He would just be loving you.
I love Steven Tyler so much. Like,
he would love you. He would probably have been singing with you right there in the audition room.
He's awesome. I love him. One of my inspirations.
So do an Aerosmith song. He would love it.
Sadly, there's only a few songs that are cleared.
Well, he did love Haley Reinhart. What was your favorite performance by her?
Benny and the Jets.
Well, maybe we can get you singing with her. See, I'm already planning your season.
If that happened, oh my gosh, I'm losing my mind. I love her so much.
Casey Bishop, American Idol, thank you so much for checking in with 107.1 The Boss. If you want to hear the rest of that interview, just go to 107.1theboss.com. Let's do Sir Elton. 107.1 The Boss.